Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, on a take your child to work day, she should have had a fun day with her dad at the Kennedy Space Center. Did she hear the screams of three astronauts who had died? And if not, who was screaming because her dad couldn't hear it?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. If you want access to the episodes with no ads, get the full audio archive that we have, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and everything ad-free. Advanced episodes, bonus episodes, it's all there. Apple Podcasts, you can check it out on our premium channel there. Patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the show. And I have a story that I can probably relate to this involving my daughter. And we visited the Hutchinson Space Center. You would never know this, but there's one in Kansas. It's actually where Apollo 13 is. The actual module is there. There's a lot of weird things in the middle of this ink of Kansas in this space center. And it's actually a museum that is commissioned by the Smithsonian. It's a great space museum in the middle of Dover. But I have a great story that relates to something she told me after we visited the space center that she would have had no way of knowing or talking about because she was like two. It's creepy. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever had happen, but I'll share it. After we hear this call, let's go to the call first. Hi.
Hey guys, my name is Erin. I'm calling from Brevard County, Florida. So I have two stories that I want to tell you about. One is when I was about 8 or 9 years old. My dad works at the Kennedy Space Center, and he had Take Your Child to Work Day. This was before 2001, before the terrorist attacks. Parents could bring their kids in for Take Your Kid to Work Day. And I got to, you know, do the really cool kid things, like have your name on a shuttle tile and, you know, I get like little memorabilia things. At the end of the day, my dad and I, he took me out onto Patrick Air Force Base, or Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, I should say, where the Apollo 1 site was. And it's a protected place. It's remaining in place. They're not doing anything to it to prevent it from falling apart. It's just, if it falls apart, that's it. So we went out there, and I was, of course, 8 or 9 years old, and I was like, Dad should really be out here, and he's like, yeah, fine. So we went out there, and we got to, you know, walk underneath it and walk underneath the structure that held, you know, the testing stuff and, you know, where the astronauts actually died. And I heard like very like screaming, and I felt like every part of my body was just on fire. Like I was just so hot. And yes, it's Florida, and yes, Florida's hot, but this was like an unremarkable hot. So, and I told my dad, I said, do you hear that? And he's like, no, I didn't hear anything. And I'm like, they're screaming. I said, someone is screaming. He's like, I don't hear anything. He's like, and there's nobody out here but us. And because, I mean, it's far away from like all the buildings, very far away from everything else. And so you like, you have to know where it is to go there. And you have to have like a specific, you know, you have to have a badge and stuff like that. So I just said, I can't stay here. I can't, we have to go. We have to go. And so I left. We went home. And this year, 2018, I went on a tour, a bus tour. They opened up to the general public, I should say, it's for those who pay extra money for the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex to, you know, you get to go and see the old launch sites from the old rockets and stuff like that, from Gemini, Apollo, Mercury, you know, that kind of thing. So I went out there again, and this was, I'm 26 now. That was when I was 8. And it was, the amount of decay that had happened, and it's very rusted. You can't go underneath it anymore because there's a fence around the actual part of it that, you know, things are falling down. It's falling apart, so you can't go underneath it. But I still felt like my skin was just on fire. It felt so hot. And apparently that is pretty common out there, to hear the screaming of the three astronauts. So that was my first ever encounter. My second one was when I was about 13 years old. My parents have a van, and it was parked towards the road. So it was in, it was just pointed towards the road, like in our side yard, so you could see down the street. And I was sitting in the van, you know, messing around, whatever. And I looked out the front window, or the windshield, and I saw a little boy. It's see-through kid. And he was holding a little teddy bear. And he waved at me. And then I waved back. I was like, okay, there's a kid in the street. This isn't good. So I watch him. After he waves at me, he turns and he walks through the wall of my neighbor's house. And I just said, what just happened? And I went inside and I told my parents that there was a little boy in the see-through, and I couldn't see him, and he went walk through the wall. And my parents were like, you're imagining things, you're crazy. So that's how that went. But the little boy, what I believe that little boy, who that little boy was, down a couple blocks away from me, a little boy around the age of, I think he was like 4 or 5 or 6, somewhere around that very small age. He got hit by an ice cream truck, and he unfortunately died. And by his memorial right next to his house, there was a little teddy bear that was just there. His parents had left it there, just as, you know, like a memorial, you know, what have you. You know, I would drive by that every day. When, like, my mom was taking me to go to school, or we would go into, like, the store or something, we would drive past that house, and I would always see the teddy bear. And after I saw the little boy, the teddy bear was gone. Now, obviously, something could have taken it, someone could have stolen it, whatever. But I truly believe that the little boy took the teddy bear away. So those are my two stories. And I hope you guys use this for the show. I'll be listening in to see if you do. So I hope you guys have a great day or a great night. And thank you so much. Bye.
Very interesting stories. Have you ever seen or been to the launch site where Apollo 1 was?
No, I did not. No.
I've been there a couple times, and it's weird. It's like this abandoned type site, and it's just kind of sitting there, and it's in disrepair, and it's concrete, and it's kind of falling apart, and there's rotting doors, and it's just a weird, I don't know. If you didn't know what it was, you'd be like, I don't know what this is, but you're on the grounds of the space center area, so you know it has something to do with something. But it is a weird weird little spot. Experience, and thank you for those stories. I have one that is kind of similar. So we went to, it's called the Cosmosphere in Kansas. If you ever find yourself in the middle of Kansas for whatever reason, it's worth checking out. And Harper is like 2 or so. She can talk, but, you know, she's like 2. So, of course, I think we started her first podcast that week. I'm kidding.
Right, exactly. Yeah, of course.
No, that was like 4. And I'm not joking about that. We go through the Space Center, and there's one area I didn't take her into because it focuses on the disasters that have gone on, and there's like video and there's like some artifacts of, I don't think there's anything of Apollo 1 there. I don't believe they have anything out other than at Kennedy. But there's some other pieces in there from other horrible things. But we didn't go see that part because I'd been there before. I knew where it was, and she's two. So I didn't want to, like, you know, show her videos of people burning alive. So we just kind of walked past that part, didn't see it. It was down a hallway, so she didn't even, like, get a chance to, like, even get a glimpse because it's, like, down a hallway. We just didn't go down. And the rest of the place, you know, she sees, and it's neat, and everything's cool. We get home, and a couple days later, I'm helping her brush her teeth. And just matter-of-factly, she's brushing. She goes, "Dad, I died." What?
Okay.
Like, what are you talking about, honey? And I'm like, I'm not like the parents like, "Oh, stop it. That's not like," I'm like, what is she saying? And I'm like, what do you mean, hon? She's like, "I died." And she's just like, matter-of-factly, "What do you mean? Like, what happened?" "It was a fire. I died in the fire, in the space rocket. It caught on fire and I burned and I died." I said, "Well, honey, what does that mean? Because you're here right now, you know, and you're obviously not dead. So what do you mean by that?" No, it happened before I was here. I died in the space, in the fire in the space shuttle, or in the spaceship," she said. She didn't say shuttle. And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "You know, like the ones that they launch."
Wow.
Yeah. Two. And it was right after we went to the museum, and she said it a couple more nights in a row and then just stopped, didn't say anything else about it ever again. And I'd asked her about it, you know, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 months later, just to see if she remembered anything. She's like, no recollection of saying these things at all.
Wow.
But it was the weirdest. And we don't want, she'd never seen like Apollo 13 or anything of right. this sort. She'd never watched a movie like that with anything about space or fire or anything, you know, it was just not in her wheelhouse whatsoever. And I'm not that fascinated with those things, quite honestly, either. So it wasn't like something she caught me watching or, you know, that I didn't want her to see or whatnot. It was just bizarre as hell. But it was like, is she getting a memory from somebody else or something and talking about right. this? Is it a past life? Like, what is it? It was just weird.
It seemed to me that the caller has some sort of abilities or something.
Yeah.
But my question is, why are they just kind of letting this whole thing kind of become decrepit? It would seem to me like there's a story that needs to be told there.
Yeah.
And why are they not? And you kind of wonder if maybe there's a little anger or sadness left behind because it's not being remembered,
yeah.
et cetera, right?
I wonder about that. I mean, if you've been to Kennedy Space Center in the last handful of years, they clearly have some budget problems.
Really?
Yeah. It's not kept up very well. It's not what I remember it as a kid. Even just like the tourism areas where you go around, it's like very outdated. It's kind of, it's in somewhat of disrepair, depending on where you're going. It's sad. It really is sad to see the state of where things are at, but it's very dated. It's very not in the best of shape. There's some places in there that are amazing. There's a new exhibit area where they have one of the space shuttles in, and they put on a really neat, like, full wall like show that you watch, and then the wall opens up, and then you're like nose to nose with I forget which space shuttle they have in there, but it's one of the ones that flew and that's very cool. But a lot of the other stuff, it's just kind of like, oh, they need a little more. I don't know. It went into like one of the office complex buildings, the big one down there, and it's like there's like the ceilings are, you know, like the tiles are all kind of like leaking.
Oh, that's sad.
It is. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they don't have anything going on with some of these old launch sites. But it's just weird to think that they're just sitting there kind of rotting away. SpaceX actually does so much of the stuff there, and they use a lot of their equipment and such and their launch sites for our stuff. and not so much the, you know, the ones that would have been created by the U.S. government years ago.
Right.
But no, it's an interesting place. If you've never been, it is certainly worth checking out. But there's a weird energy to some of it there. Well, anyway, thank you for that story. Very interesting to hear that. If you want to share your ghost story, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check out ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or our premium channel easily right there on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.